Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you did that. Skip Miller is with us, ladies and gentlemen. The Skipmeister is in the air, on the air with us, in the building, so to speak. Skip is the author of a bunch of books on selling and sales management, including proactive selling, including the ultimate sales toolkit, including a bunch of other books, and he's one of the top salesmanship experts on the planet, probably in the galaxy. And he's our good friend, Skipper. Welcome back to the show.
That's always a pleasure, Jim. Thank you.
It's good to have you back.
Well, it's always good getting ready for the second half of the year, and hopefully your listeners made it through the first half, and they're going to get ready for the second, and, you know, there's good opportunities, and there's pitfalls, and everywhere in between.
I want to talk about the year. Before we talk about how we're going to, maximize the second half of the year, which I certainly, you know, I spent a lot of years in corporate sales and 23 years actually in corporate sales, and I know all about, you know, getting revved up for the second half and all that. But before we do that, let's you and I talk about this year, and how this year is different from years past, and I have been proposing or been positing the idea that 2009 is the transition year from a former era, which frankly, you could say it was 10 years, a 10-year era, or you could say it was a 100-year era, but the 2009 is different from the past. It's a different kind of year, and that after this year we'll be heading off into a new era. A completely new era for the way we will sell and reach people and qualify them and sell them. The fundamentals may not change, but the way we'll do all that, I think, is going to be different. What do you think about that?
I don't think you see it as a light switch, but I see companies now changing the way they sell. Let's take a company 5 years ago who hired 20 salespeople to go sell, and their average sales price was, you know, $1,000, then $5,000, then $10,000, and work their way up.
Ticket prices, yeah.
Yeah, so they have 20 salespeople, and they sell an average of $5,000, $10,000, whatever it is, right? What they're doing is saying, okay, anything below $5,000 is going to be sold differently. We can't afford to pay salespeople. So what we call transactional sales,
right,
sales below a certain amount, all of a sudden, I've got five people I got to lay off because it costs me more to sell that stuff. So they're investing in technology, they're investing in social networking, they're investing in tons of different ways to sell that low transactional.
Call centers and things like that.
They can't afford to do it. And what they're doing is saying, well, wait a minute. You know, a consumer years ago, when they bought a TV, went to, you know, three stores, listened to research, maybe got on the web and stuff, you know, and talked to a whole bunch of people. Today, you know, there's no need for TV salespeople. You go on the web,
right,
you do research, you buy. And that's a $5,000 item if
right,
you go to buy a 50-inch screen. So how people sold before, really needing input from salespeople for the mid to low transactional level, is gone. And speed now is ultimately important. It could be speed of the sale, speed of information. You're exactly right. You know, we're definitely seeing people reconsider how they sell the low end, but the problem is they haven't got the packaging or anything else for the high end. So
right,
you're right. We're in this transition. You're exactly right.
Well, you know, when I first started out as a young pup, going out into the marketplace, carrying a kit bag out into the marketplace, way back in the day, one of the groups I called on were purchasing agents, and you know the definition of a purchasing agent. They know the price of everything and the value of nothing, and in the old days, those guys. And they were all guys, by the way.
Right.
We were their internet. as a salesperson, I was part of their internet. I would bring them information about new stuff and new opportunities that they didn't know about. And so literally, you'd call on somebody, you'd be lined up, there'd be wall-to-wall salespeople outside the guy's office ready to go in and give him a new internet update. But because they didn't have access to that, to the new stuff that we had access to.
Right.
Today, I don't even know if there are purchasing agents anymore. There are not many probably, but
they're all in the auto industry.
But if they are though, they already know all the stuff that the salespeople know, and so there's no reason really in a lot of ways for the salespeople to call on them.
So what we see companies do, and it could be a two-person show. Matter of fact, we're seeing it more at the mid to low end than we are at the enterprise.
Hold
right?
on to that thought. I want you to explain that to us when you come back after these messages. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Skip Miller is our guest. He and I will be right back.
Put on your red dress, baby. Lord, we going out tonight.
Atlanta Rhythm Section.
Don't let your bad breaks go getting you down. Even when time
I love this song.
And you had enough, you still gotta try.
Is that not the small business anthem? If there ever was a small business anthem, what, no matter when times get tough. You think you've had enough. You got to do it or die, small business owners. You know all about that, don't you? You've heard me talk about this before. You've lived it. I've lived it. It's our life. It's what we do. But it's what we'd rather be doing than anything else. I don't want to do anything else but what I'm doing. And I know you feel the same way, even when times get tough, even when you've had enough. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out and use it to your advantage. We've got lots of stuff there for you. You got 5 seconds, 1 minute, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 15 minutes. We got something you can read or listen to there. Check out my blog, my knowledge base, which is right off the homepage. The newsletter's off the homepage. Everything right there. And we got new stuff coming up any day now, any week now, actually. Probably the next couple of weeks, we got some new stuff that we're going to be showing you on the homepage there. Skip Miller is highly represented in our brain trust and in our website. He's deposited so many pearls of wisdom with us over the years. Skip and I are talking about selling and how things are changing. And Skip, now that we've kind of got it established that you know, things are different here, things are different now, how do we make sure that we maximize the rest of the year?
Well, first off, right, you know, there's one issue that still remains about, you know, the whole transition thing, and it's, if you think about passive and active, right, when as a sales person, right, I'm very active. I'm supposed to lead somebody through a sales cycle, a buy cycle. That's my job. I'm the conductor helping the customer go through the buy, help them transfer ownership, handle objections. That's what I do. Well, how can we do that with the web, right? Right now, people throw stuff up on the web, say, pick here, go to cart, and you're done. Well, there's got to be more to it. So as your small business owners, who probably many of them are internet savvy and have websites and so on, as they push more products to the web, they've got to stop making it a photo and make it a video so that when a buyer goes mm-hmm. there, they can gather information, you know, maybe get some referrals, you know, testimonials, and then they can buy. You got to create motion on the web, and that's got to be done. Right now, everybody's just throwing stuff out there and hoping that people pick it and go to cart.
And here's one of the
big transitions we see.
Let me throw this out. Folks, you cannot find an experience in a photograph. You can only find experience in a video, a movie, and that's what you're talking about, Skip. I mean,
well, you got pearls of wisdom today.
I got a million of these. The thing is that the experience, everything you sell, Skip, everything I sell is a commodity.
Yeah.
It's the experience that people come back for, isn't it?
Yep.
So that's what you're talking about. Go ahead.
Yep. No. So you're right. So, okay, so as we do that, right, and I'm in the midst, and right now we're redoing our website, and we're doing more e-learning. You know, we just did a training program for a company that had 3 people in Boston, 2 in Amsterdam, 5 in Florida, and we did it all over the web, and I went kicking and screaming. I'm like, you know, it's not as good as in person, and this, that, the other. I mean, well, what we did was we did things differently to make it more interactive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had breakout sessions and stuff like this and so on. And you know what? All the odds is 90% of the experience, and we did it in 4, 2.5-hour sessions rather than a solid 2-day program. And because it was over a 2-week program, they were able to learn some stuff, test it out, learn some stuff, test it out. And, you know, I'm looking around for other companies who are doing this type of stuff, and nobody is, because the whole idea of e-learning was a snapshot. You see a PowerPoint slide with somebody talking and you're done. Hey, you got to make a video. So we're having fun with that. What can you do for the second half of the year? You know, right now, you know, what's the line? If, you know, the person's so thirsty, he'll drink sand, right? In the desert. Everyone, all of a sudden, people are starting to open up a bit, and everyone's going, look, right, there's a prospect. And everyone's pipeline's getting full, and we just can't tell the trees from the forest. How do we qualify better? How do we make sure that if we're going to take these people in, we're just not going to fill our funnel up and get 30% no-shows and 40%, you know, no-buys?
Mm-hmm.
Qualify right now for the next 3 months is huge.
Is it harder to qualify in 2009 than it was in
2007? Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? Everyone's
just, it is, isn't it?
He's returned my phone call. Wow. Let's get on a plane and go see him.
Right. they actually acted like they didn't mind talking to me. That's obviously a sale, right?
That's exactly right. So, you know, what we're seeing is a lot of companies filling their funnel up, and then at the end of the month, end of the quarter, wondering why it's not closing is because what they didn't do at the front end. So your small business owners, tell your salespeople, tell your marketing people, you know, we've got to make sure we can qualify, and we've got 3 pearls of wisdom for your listeners on how to help them qualify, because if they don't do that, they're going to go back to where they were. And before, you know, all the other slop picked up the number and everybody's fine. But right now, in these times, there's not a lot of slop out there.
Right. So what are those three? What are those three things?
Right person, right time, right message.
Hmm. Explain.
Right person. We say that there's 2 types of buyers out there. There's the technical buyer and the business case buyer. The technical buyer wants features and functions. If you remember, we call them the Spaniards.
Mm-hmm.
And the business case buyer wants to know, excuse me, how is this going to save me time, make me money, or lower my risk?
Mm-hmm. Jim, or integrate into my operation.
That's exactly right. What am I going to do with this? Right?
Mm-hmm. So you're saying that person is capable, possibly, but the first person is a commodity buyer. They're not going to let you talk to them about indirect savings, indirect costs, right? The second person is probably more likely to talk about indirects. I'm going to get you to answer that question on the other side of these messages. Tintail, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Skip Miller is our guest. His new book is called Ultimate Sales Toolkit, among many other books that he's written. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It'll take time, I know it, but in a while.
Welcome back. It's 7-2 on Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. We got our good friend Skip Miller with us. Skip is the author of a brand new book, which he's going to tell us about in just a second. Also, how to find that book and how to find him. Skip, what's your website? Tell us how we can find your book.
The website's m3learning.com. And just type in Skip Miller to Amazon. And Amazon's got all the books. And the new one is called More Proactive Sales Management. That book was number one on Amazon for about 5 years now. So the Proactive Sales Management has been. So we did More Proactive Sales Management, which was kind of a fun book to do. So they're all out there. Just Skip Miller on Amazon is the best way to get it.
So check that out when you get a chance, folks, and that's m3learning.net. No, .com, right?
.com,
m3learning.com. Yeah. So check it out, folks. You can find out more about your online services, too, right?
Yep, m3learning.com's got the whole thing. That whole website's going to undergoing all the stuff that Jim Blassingame told me to do.
There you go. Okay, so you were telling us about the two
right
kinds,
time,
the technical
right
buyer
person.
And
let's talk about the right person. And here's a great little story for you, okay? Anne, in my office, right, said she needed a new printer. And I'm not into buying new printers. We got enough printers, and we didn't need a new one. Oh, but the color one and, you know, whatever. I'm like, no, we don't need a new printer. Well, Anne was thinking about retiring. Her husband retired a couple years ago, and she's trying to take some time off and, you know, whatever. So one day I'm on the road, and I call, and Anne's very upset. What's wrong, Ann? You know, the printer's not working. I got to get stuff out, and I just can't get it out, and FedEx is 4 o'clock, and I don't know why I still work here because, you know, the whole thing. Fine, Ann, go buy a printer. You know, here's $1,000. Go buy a great colored printer, okay? So 3 days later, she thinks, I think I've got the printer. So, but the sales guy wants to talk to the decision maker. Well, give the guy credit. He's going to call me, right? So Johnny calls me up and says, hi, Mr. Miller. I've been working with Ann, and I want to let you know that we've had a great time picking out the printer, and we've decided that we should get a 3-cartridge system rather than a 4-cartridge system printer. Hmm. At that point, I could care less about this whole thing.
Right.
And he says, the problem is it's a $1,200 printer. Well, I'm sitting there going, I don't care how many cartridges it is, and if that's what you want me to focus on, all I'm going to do is beat you up on price. Because that's all it is. If Johnny would have called me up with our second bullet, the right message, right, and said, Skip, I got a question. We're working with Ann here, and, you know, she's got everything. Why are you buying her a printer? Why? I would have told her my job is to make Ann happy because I figured out that to replace her, get somebody else, and so on,
right,
that probably cost me $5,000 to $10,000. That said, what's a $1,000 printer?
Exactly.
I would have bought the $1,200 printer. I would have bought the supplies, the 3-year warranty. But he never asked me about my problem.
And,
he wanted
to
confirm with
like
me what him and I were talking about.
Problem. That's a horrible thing to do.
What?
You just can't. I mean, I've had people to do that. I'd say, well, what about that model? Oh, well, that's our top of the line. That's pretty pricey.
That's
holy
mackerel.
Oh, I can't believe this. Can't believe
now,
they said
Ann,
it.
Ann cares about the printer. Because
yeah,
she's the one who has to go to Office Depot or wherever else and buy these supplies and stuff. So if the cartridge runs out, she has to do that. So for 3 cartridges, it's just less trips. Hey, it prints 35 pages a minute. I mean, she's really liking that. But that wasn't the message I wanted. I wanted to hear, Skip, what's your problem? What are your challenges? What's going on? Why are you, we call it cause and effect selling. What's causing you to do this? And I would have happily told the guy. And he
it's
said,
amazing.
Okay, well,
it's amazing. Not only
really
what
happy.
You can learn
hey, for me.
when you ask a customer a question like that, but it's also amazing how much more you can maximize your margins when you ask a customer that.
Ask them what's causing you to make this decision, not what are the needs. You know, what do you want in a tennis racket? I want it to be this size with this string, this, that, the other. Well, what's causing you to buy it? Well, you know, I'm losing too many matches lately. I figured you got to find out cause and effect. We got to call on the right person, higher level business owner. The second thing is we got to have the right message, and that right message is what's causing you to make this decision. Don't ask them about the decision; they don't know. Jim, do you know the difference between a 3-cartridge and a 4-cartridge printer?
Nope.
Do you care?
No.
If it
you're
saves
exactly
your money,
right.
Or
because,
makes you money,
because,
is
but,
that what
but
you
here's
care
the
about?
Thing. Here's the thing, though, Skip. You ask each one of those people, as you've taught us before, Spaniards, Germans, Russians, you ask each one of them different questions, don't you?
Yes. Yep. The first-level buyer that your small business owners are very comfortable with are the feature function buyers. They're the ones who want to know about how many cartridges and how many times do I have to go to Office Depot.
Skip, I got to wrap it up. Give us the others two real quick.
The right person is calling on the Russian. The right message is asking the cause. And the right time, everyone wants to go low and then call high. You call high first.
There you go. Hey, Skip, thanks for being here.
Hey, it's
good job today, as always. Skip Miller, ladies and gentlemen, m3learning.com. Check it out when you get a chance. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.